Not much, but he seemed to be in a pretty good place.
Are you kidding me? You lost my mother's ashes?
No, I'm just saying that sometimes bags are misrouted.
All right, fine. Where did you misroute the only woman who ever loved me? The first one. First, I meant first.
I just need some information. What's the flight number?
816.
I really did mean first.
Just drop it.
And can you describe the bag?
Well, it's black. There's a red ribbon tied to the handle.
The world's greatest mom is in the shoe compartment.
You ready to begin?
Yep, be right there. I assume you don't want wine?
Correct. You're not supposed to drink alcohol when operating heavy machinery.
What heavy machinery? Let's just start.
Well, as a Texas gentleman, I'm inclined to say ladies first. Although, I'm concerned that level of politeness and charm might make you fall in love with me before the test even begins. Perhaps we should flip a coin. Yeah, or, if you're familiar with the rules of rock, paper, scissors...
Question one. Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Living or dead?
Just says anyone in the world. I guess that means living.
Yeah, that's just as well. As much as I'd love to meet Euclid, inventor of the geometric proof, he probably wore sandals, and I cannot look at toes during dinner. Oh, I know. The person I'd most like to have dinner with is myself.
You sure that's your choice? Because I've had that dinner. Yeah.
Well, I haven't. And while they say never meet your heroes, I just don't see how I could disappoint. So who would you choose?
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, I didn't think of Iron Man. Yeah, maybe after myself and I have dinner, we could meet you two for dessert.